Aircheckdownloads.com.
Yes, you have heard it before. Written and sung years ago by Roy Orbison. That's the new version by, what's his face, Don McLean. Tenderly sung, beautifully done, lovely tune. Crying. It's 17 minutes after 2 o'clock and now... The final report of the day. Come in, Sticker Patrol.
Hello, Petals. Here comes the Fiat, the VW and the Austin. As promised, MUW198L was the Fiat, the Blue Volkswagen was KPP6L, the Austin was HTT907D. Got room for just one more, Ken?
Yes, okay.
Whoopee. A yellow Escort, WGV408K, and that's it for this week.
Wonderful. If you were read out then, don't just sit there. Come in and see us. We're the big, modern-looking, groovy, tall, huge building at the corner of Euston Road and the other road, and we look dead impressive, and you know, people go, wow, that's high, golly gee, and technology and things, but we only occupy the bottom floor, so it's not as posh as it seems. However, we are open till 6 o'clock tonight for your watches if your number was just called eight.
Stand by to win an album of your choice. Ring this number, 484-5255.
Okay, last one of the day. And it's a famous backward tune. Here's a monster clue. It's Cliff Richard, done backwards. But what's the name of what he's singing about? Yes, the background singers sort of give it away, so if you know what that is... Give us a call, 484-5255, and get yourself on the wireless and write down all your aunties and uncles on a script so you get it in 10. Slow, Dancing by James and Bobby Purify, and that was an oldie, that. We're going to have another bunch in just a second, just for kicks, goddammit. Okay, Tony Wilson, you chicken-livered old lady. Don't even speak to us on the phone. He gave us some cock-and-bull story about having to rush out to the car. What cobblers? He's afraid of the wireless. Oh, you nana, you'll never be a DJ. Mind you, that's probably a good thing. 8 Kings Road, Benfleet in Essex. Manhattan Transfer, what a good choice of records. So, of course, Man of Taste here in Essex, in Benfleet. And Tony guessed that the backward tune... That's the bit that gives it away.
You are my theme for a dream. Yes, you are a rare and lovely theme.
You're my theme for a dream.
Well done, Tony. At the speed of light, he guessed that. Called it in seconds flat and got it right. Okay, today is the anniversary of Alcock and Brown's flight across the Atlantic for the first ever crossing, 61 years ago today. Other birthdays are London's first nude statue was unveiled in Hyde Park 158 years ago. Today, for gasps of amazement all around, it's probably still there if you care to go and take a peek. Paul McCartney is 38. And Strauss crossed across the Atlantic. Not the Strauss, the one who did 2001. He went across the Atlantic to do a classical concert in America. More details after this.
Here's a question from the biker.
Friday the 13th.
We dare you to see this film in the West End now and all over London from Sunday. Certificate X. Now your fight day can be any day of the week.
It's 25 minutes after 2 o'clock, and here's that bit of information about the world's biggest concert ever in America. There assembled an orchestra of 987 people and a choir of 20,000, all conducted by Johann Strauss II, who'd been tempted across the Atlantic by a $10,000 fee and a free passage for him and his wife and his servants and his dog. Assisted by 100 conductors armed with binoculars, Strauss mounted his lookout tower, tapped his giant illuminated baton, and gave the signal to begin. In his own words, there then broke out an unholy row such as I shall never forget. Actually, it was the Blue Danube. So that was played, actually, conducted by Johann Strauss in 1872, this very week, all those years ago. That's a bit of useless information. And now something else to jog your memory. How about starting with somebody really big?
As the moon is big and bright.
AircheckDownloads.com.